This is a podcast from the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, a nonpartisan research institute that explores budget policies and issues affecting low and moderate income Americans.
This podcast is part four in a series of podcasts on myths about health reform and its impact on the federal budget deficit. I'm Shannon Spillane, and I'm joined by Jim Horney, Director of Federal Fiscal Policy at the Center. Jim, some opponents of the new health reform law claim that it is financed with a number of gimmicks and as a result will increase the federal deficit. We've looked at each claim of budgetary gimmickry and found each one misleading or inaccurate. Today we're focused on a particular claim, that the estimate for how much the new health reform law costs should include the cost of preventing a cut in the amount that Medicare pays doctors. First, can you explain this Medicare payment issue?
Sure, Shannon. The Medicare program decides each year how much to pay doctors using a formula that's called the Sustainable Growth Rate Formula, or SGR. This was enacted in 1997. But that formula has not worked the way it was intended to. In fact, you could say the formula is broken. Every year since 2002, that formula has called for cutting doctors' pay too much, and Congress has regularly stepped in to limit the cut. This is sometimes called the doctor fix.
Critics say that the cost of the doctor fix should be included in the cost of the health reform law. Does this argument have merit?
It does not have merit. The cost of the doctor fix is entirely unrelated to health reform. All of its cost would remain if health reform were repealed tomorrow. Congress likely will never let the full cuts in Medicare payments called for under this formula take effect, at least not permanently. And it probably won't pay for the cost of scrapping them. But that cost is neither a part of, nor in any way a result of, health reform. The federal government will incur this cost regardless of health reform, not because of it. To be sure, it would be better if Congress offset the cost of canceling the SGR cuts, but that issue is separate from the question of how much health reform itself reduces the deficit.
Thank you for joining us, Jim.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. Read commentary from our experts at offthechartsblog.org. Find us on Twitter and Facebook, and create a My Center account at centeronbudget.org.